Hello, you're listening to English Waves, and this is Robert Shepherd with another winter break destination. This time we're off to India. Visiting India is the ultimate. In fact, it's probably the most incredible place I've ever visited in terms of an assault on the senses. The flavours, culture, people, colours, history, sights, beaches, the wonder and the chaos all combine and explode in your face. It's so wonderfully diverse and different to any place you've experienced. Every time you turn a corner, you will see something new. Children playing cricket with any apparatus they can find, or a random cow blocking your access. There is no better definition of culture shock than landing in Delhi and stepping into the mayhem of India's capital city. There's no way I could even begin to talk about all the places worth visiting, because we'd be here all day. Instead, I've broken this vast land into different regions and listed some of the must-see places in them. Rajasthan, the land of the kings, is India's largest state by area, and it's located on the northwestern side of the country. It's a fabulous realm of Maharajas, their majestic forts and lavish palaces. The remnants of a rich and romantic past, either in evocative ruins or restored to former splendour, make it stand out in any guidebook. Yet there is much more to this iconic region. It is a land of deserts and jungle, tiger safaris, glittering jewels, vivid art and vibrant culture. There are numerous festivals, and the shopping and cuisine are nothing short of spectacular. It is the must-see state of India, brimming with varied, startling and incredible attractions. Wherever you turn, you hit a wall of colour. There's the magnificent blue city of Jodhpur, the pink city of Jaipur, the golden sandcastle at Jaisalmer, the palaces of Udaipur, and of course the chilled out Pushkar where Gandhi's ashes were once immersed. In the state of Uttar Pradesh, you'll find Varanasi, also known as Benares. Brace yourself. You're about to enter one of the most blindingly colourful, unrelentingly chaotic, and unapologetically indiscreet places on earth. Varanasi takes no prisoners. Pilgrims visit the ghats lining the river Ganges to wash away a lifetime of sins in the sacred waters. They also cremate their loved ones there. Don't be surprised to see human remains floating in the water. Once you've experienced the hustle and bustle of the north, it's well worth taking in the calmness and serenity of the stunning west and southwest coast. Goa and Kerala are the two most popular states. Goa has long had a reputation as a chilled-out hippie hotspot, but it's got a good party scene and long sandy beaches. Although it's still more popular with young travellers, the fact it's so cheap has helped it become a family destination too. Kerala has much less of a party scene, but it's popular with young couples and solo travellers. The seafood there is incredible, and you can watch the fishermen dragging in their catch in the morning and early evening. Barkala Beach is a great spot to watch it happen. If that didn't whet your appetite, this will. India is unbelievably cheap to travel around. The food is delicious, and the culture is as rich as you'll find anywhere else on this planet. Stay tuned to English Waves.